President Obama wants to prohibit the federal government and its contractors from asking job applicants about criminal histories. WNYC Stephen Nesson reports the announcement came during his visit to Newark, where he held a roundtable with former inmates.
The president met men and women who served time for drugs and violent crime, but now have degrees in higher education and full-time jobs. He talked about it during a speech at Rutgers University when he broke from prepared remarks to mention one person he spoke with, Daquan Rosario. The 37-year-old served 10 years in prison and is now an EMT.
Instead of peddling drugs that are destroying lives, he's saving lives.
The president asked Rosario to stand up to receive a round of applause.
He's looking very sharp in his suit today.
Wearing a natty red and black plaid suit, Rosario said he told the president how inmates need more resources when they're released. He recalled getting out of prison with only a bus ticket and enough cash for two slices of pizza.
After you're doing 10, 12 years in prison, you're basically kicked out of the door.
He says reentry programs like Renew, the one that helped him find a job and get a degree, need more funding. Another former inmate in the crowd, Frank Gilmore, served 5 years and once sold drugs and lived a violent life. He says initiatives like Ban the Box that would prevent employers from asking about criminal records in the application process ensure former inmates aren't penalized for the rest of their lives.
Just because you made mistakes in the past doesn't mean you can't grow as an individual, doesn't mean that you can't prosper in an academic environment.
Gilmore was part of the NJ STEP program, which helped him begin college classes while still in prison. It's exactly the kind of program President Obama pledged to support in the future. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.